Brian Holland.
Andrew Wilcox. I'm a huge fan. I was a couple of years behind you at Cambridge. You were already a legend. Stephen, why don't you bring us up to speed on your work?
Have you got the time?
Good God, man. Of course we have. It would be an honour.
Let Rich be the Ritchie curvature where the gammas are the Christoffel symbols. The idea is to show that under the Ritchie flow, positive curvature tends to spread outwards until at infinite time the manifold will achieve constant curvature. Now let us consider a generalization of this, the form where f is a nice smooth function. Even in this state, the flow will develop singularities in finite time. But by using a local version of the Gromov compactness theorem, I've been able to get a model of all possible singularities.
Fantastic.
And that proves what?
It's part of a proof of the affirmation of a conjecture I made earlier. But, I mean, the whole proof would take a lot longer to explain. I could, if you have the time...
It's topology, Brian. Rubber sheet geometry. Stephen's work is well on the way to explaining the shape of the universe.
Well, what shape's that?
The beauty of what Stephen has just shown us is in how the equation explores itself. The harmony of numbers. Think of it as music.
No, it's not at all like music.
But for the purposes of explaining it to a non-mathematician like Brian.
If it's not like music, how does that help?
I thought it has something to do with killer bees.
Pure research is something that Inquirendo are proud to support. And we would like to fund your research for the next 3 years.
Thank you. That's very generous. How did you know that I needed funding?
Well, as I'm sure you know, the International Mathematical Union is a hotbed of gossip. Who's in, who's out, who's hot, who's not, and the chatter about you is non-stop. The genius who went to ground in China. The youngest mathematician ever to be awarded a Fields Medal, a future Nobel Prize winner. It's great publicity for us.